Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'll bet you've never heard of Gregory Grabovoi. He's a hard guy to run across. He doesn't come to New York very much. And very few people have really gotten to know him in recent years. He has an amazing teaching out there. He is a scientist, a Russian scientist, and he has taught many people his methods, his understandings, and it's so profound. I've been amazed about it for a long time now, and I use some of his teachings in my daily life. And I've been wanting to do a show about his work for quite a while, and I recently connected with a woman who's a teacher in his teachings of his work. And so I'm going to introduce her as my guest on the show, and she'll tell you more about this teaching of Grabovoi, of Gregory Grabovoi. So, Marion Mace, welcome to Energy Stew.
Peter, thank you so much for having me on today. I'm happy to get to know you and to share a bit more about Gregory Grabovoi.
Right. And you've really studied with him for many, well, not directly, right, as teachers. He has a lot of Russian teachers. Have you studied directly with him?
I haven't. He isn't in the area of teaching. He's been doing some live webinars, though, over the last year, but his background is really in science. He has quite a bit of technologies that he is working and developing on currently. So he doesn't do too much teaching at the moment.
Yeah, I would imagine.
We've studied with people that have, though.
Right. And it's hard to be the kind of scientist that he is and then be out there disseminating it, because he is such a source, a font of new knowledge.
Oh, absolutely. And what's good about the body of work is that it's bridging science and spirituality. And we know a few years ago when they discovered the Higgs boson particle that all of a sudden we have the God particle, and science is looking at, oh, okay, there is a spiritual aspect. So what Gregory Grabovoi does is take that a little bit further and says, now, okay, let's see how I can explain in science and maths, I guess, because he's also a mathematician, how the construct of our whole reality works. And so he uses many different ways of sharing that, and a lot of them is through number codes, which make up the fabric of our whole existence in the universe. If you were to look from a science and physics point of view, everything is a number series.
This is why I love it, because I've always taught that everything is math.
Yeah, they often say that the maths people, the people who deal in that area, are really closer to the truth than everybody else.
I know. I admire advanced mathematicians so much. It's wonderful. And so he's one of those. And he has understood how consciousness is affected by math, is affected by numbers. And consciousness is likely made up of numbers, because everything is math. So consciousness itself is algorithms.
Yep. I think I just like to put a little note in there, because when we start talking about maths, I know some people will say, oh my gosh, I was horrible at maths when I was at school.
But they're great at math in life, because they're using it every moment.
Absolutely. So this has got nothing about doing formulas and having to understand what X, Y, Z is or anything like that. It's the number series of Gregory Grabovois that represent anything from physical health, emotional health, also numbers for successful business. There's numbers for animals and plants and whole lots of different things. Your consciousness and your soul, this is the language of them. This is light language that they understand without you even having to cognitively understand what does this actually mean.
Right. Well, actually, I think of telepathic communication as codes, because it's telepathic. So how does it get from me to you? Same thing that how our cell phones work.
Yeah, absolutely.
And those are codes that have to do with math, with numerical functioning. And so we are numerical functioning. We communicate that, we think that, even our thoughts are numbers.
Yes, our thoughts, well, our thoughts also have a big impact, and what we say has a big impact in the information field, just like numbers have a big impact. But the number codes are sequences that help to restore harmony. So using them is sending out the frequency of restoring harmony. There was a really interesting series that we got in Australia, which was called Touch, which was Kiefer Sutherland. I don't know whether you
I
guys have.
loved that show.
It was brilliant. It was brilliant because I think he was in that whole series, it was just saying everything is numbers. People can feel in the matrix of where we live in our information field where there is disharmony. We will feel it in our body, or for people who are very sensitive or empathic, they feel the disharmony in the external world, but they have no context or foundation to understand, well, what am I feeling? Is this me? Is it not me? What's happening? So that was, I thought that was really spot on to exactly similar to what Grabovoi is doing. And the little boy just kept writing the number code to harmonize the line of matrix that was out of harmony. It was great.
That show was so wonderful.
It was.
And so what this is about is using numbers to fix things in our consciousness, in our feelings, and in life itself, because it works on so many different levels of nature, of even trees.
I think the biggest thing to realize, because there are so many different levels that information affects well, number codes, everything, first of all, is information. It's like the raw code. In a computer, there is raw coding that has a program that allows us to move files or documents into a file and then for us to send files to somebody else. I mean, virtually it's happening, but we're just doing it on a computer here. Everything comes through as information that comes as light into our consciousness that affects the energy around us. And then we perceive that energy either emotionally, mentally, chemically, or physically. And when it's on the physical level, it's the denser level that we have to deal with. So most of us have been used to playing with and moving the emotions and pulling it apart or going to an energy healer or whatever. But if you go back and remove the core information from what's playing in your matrix that's causing the issue, then you remove the code that's caused the issues in your life. And the other bit that I add to that is some people get quick results and some people don't get quick results. The reason is on how developed you are spiritually. So some people, for example, if you'd like to look at it this way, some people's light in their cells, their photon of light in the cell is quite high, and then other people's is a little diminished because they have a lot of ill health. So sometimes it takes a concentrated period of time. So we're not doing any meditation, which sort of takes you out. We're focusing on the structure, our concentration that will help to change the information. It already happens on the spiritual level as soon as we get clear on our objective and using the number series, for instance. And then it's just our concentration on it to help to bring it into the physical reality.
Okay, so what it is that there are specific numbers that are needed to fix us for whatever it is that we identify as weak and needs transformation. So Grabovoi has come up with many numerical sequences from anywhere from, I don't know what the smallest numbers are, four, five, six numbers in a row, but he also has long numbers too, maybe 12 numbers.
18, 22 numbers.
Wow,
So,
those are long. They're
yeah.
hard to memorize, but you can certainly look at them. When we understand that there are these numerical sequences that are, in a sense, missing or distorted in our energy, then we're fixing it by bringing those numerical sequences back in to make us whole.
Yeah, the big thing, it's helping us to wake up and understand. Okay, that whatever's playing in my life, if there's some disharmony, then I have been part of that. I've been part of helping that to happen, to bring it into the physical world so I also can restore it. Nobody else can fix it. The only guru that you're looking for is you. When you start working with that and you start to notice the little things that are changing, we always emphasize people to start with the small stuff. And it's just like giving yourself a mental tick. Oh, okay, I changed this, I changed this. So if I can change this, I can also change something else that might take a little bit more time. So it's not quite always I use this number code once and everything is erased. There's a little bit more to it.
It's ongoing.
So for instance, if you've got something's wrong in the physical part of your body, say we'll use the liver because the liver gets a hard time. There will be a past, a present, and a future aspect to that, which you can harmonize in conjunction with using a number code for say, restoring the liver.
The reason we're responsible is that we have to bring it into our own consciousness.
Absolutely, because I think we've been kept very busy by the systems. And I know you guys in the States, because we hear it in the all the stuff that's happening politically for you is just keeping people very polarized, busy, and not, you know, sort of distracted.
And Grabovoi actually has numbers for planetary harmony.
There's a beautiful number for, well, he calls it the death virus, where people, and I guess this is a big subject, where people believe that they have to die. So he calls it like a virus in the collective consciousness. With one sequence of numbers. Well, I can't remember it off the top of my head. But
All right. Well, people are going to want to find out. So they can email me. I'll find out. And they can.
Okay. A lot of things are held in the collective consciousness. Not only do we have to make a shift, but we also have to make a shift for the collective consciousness. So in our controls that we do, there are components where we actually make a statement in reference to changing the collective consciousness, where we say what Grabovoi calls his macro control, which is, and we say rescue and harmonious development for the planet and all mankind. And there's also a number code for it as well for that same statement.
So words are also an important part of this because they support that. I have an algorithm that I use regularly. It's 71042, and that's one of Grabovoi's systems. But the wording for it is harmonization of the present.
Yes.
And I always want to make sure I say that and say the number. What's interesting is that my brain shuts on and off. It really is a good partner of mine. So I'll say harmonization of the present, 71042, and I might repeat that number four or five times, but I might think maybe it would be nice, it could feel good to just do a meditation and repeat it 1,000 times, and my brain won't let me. It just shuts me down. The words, the numbers won't come to my mind after four or five repeats. And I say, thank you, you've shut me down, so it's time to go on and do something else.
That's a good point that you just brought up, because Grabovoi has what he calls methods of concentration. It's a book, but it also includes 31 days concentrations, he calls that. And in that, there are number codes in the exercises. There's number codes. There are 7-digit number codes to harmonize your external world for the day, and also 9-digit number codes to harmonize your internal world.
Oh, I saw those. Each day, those are different number codes.
But in the first exercise, he starts to stretch your consciousness, and it sort of builds on top of each other. So, you know, for instance, he might say, focus on the little finger of your right hand and at the same time think of your desired event. Now, I couldn't work out for a little while what your desired event was, but it's actually your objective or aim. So your objective might be harmonization of the present, 71042, and at the same time I'm concentrating on my finger, and you hold the concentration and start to notice what changes in your consciousness. What are you noticing? For instance, a good example was Brian had a terrible cough at the start of the year. We'd been flying and got that flyer's cough, and of course coughing through the night and annoying me. So all I could remember to say when he'd start coughing, I'd give him a nudge and say, repeat this number, 71042. So he sat up in bed and started repeating the number, and his cough would stop. So there was obviously elements of the present which were also affecting the comp.
Right, and when I do that, I say 7104 2. I don't say 710. I don't know if that. I think the universe knows what I'm doing.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then what I'll do is, if I have a pain somewhere, I'll actually place that number into that part of my body that is uncomfortable.
Yeah, and one of the simplest things that you can do, because I'm into anything that will make it a little bit easy, is you can actually write the number codes in red and keep them very close to your body. Around our body, we have a 1 centimeter vacuum. And anything that is written or is close to our body or to our skin, actually, the vacuum helps to bring whatever that is close. So if you've got a number code close to your skin, it helps to bring the information of harmony of that number code close to you.
I love that.
I often either write it on myself or tape, or I've got a girlfriend that writes it on some material and sticks it down her bra. I've got a, the guys tend to just put it in their shirt pocket.
Right.
And it's just another way of you working with number codes around you. Yeah.
And what's fascinating is that correlates to this new understanding of the science of water, that anything that water connects to, anything it touches, there's a very small area between the water and where it touches that becomes neutralized.
Yes, absolutely. And Dr. Emoto's work with water really has helped people understand
that, too.
Water holds memory. So what are we made of? We're a large component of water. And imagine what goes through our thoughts, many thousands and thousands of thoughts a day that you are actually sending to your physical body.
Right, and holding it in the memory.
Yeah.
So this is so wonderful. And people can actually download a lot of numbers. You often send out numbers as gifts to people and emails and say, oh, here's a new number for you, or at least you bring it to people's attention and they can use it. There was this one email I just got in the last couple of days where you had some very nice numbers in there. Oh, here it is. You are the guru you've been waiting for. Love you. And then there's 549817.
The first person you got to love is you. And we've got a bit of a rule. I think you probably saw that in that email, that if you're going to do something for somebody else, you need to do about 3 things for yourself. And it doesn't need to be big things. It could be just go and sit in nature, or sit down and have a coffee and in your own thoughts, or whatever it is that you do. And most of us are so busy doing for other people. But you've got to understand that we are connected in the information field. So if you harmonize you, you affect other people. I'll give you a good example. I was speaking to a woman yesterday in Canada, and she had some issues with her son. There's been a breakup, and there's a 50-50 custody. The email I got was, my son has been taken from me. So I immediately, helped her out and gave her some number codes, and I've worked with her before. But when I actually had a conversation with her, that wasn't the case at all. They had 50-50 custody, and she saw her glasses half full. And her son was only 6 and had started to run away from home because he didn't feel that he was loved. And when we got to talk about it, in fact, she had such a bad look about it, feel about herself. She was trying to go out and have relationships with other guys, yet she wasn't clear with herself. And I said, you're disconnected from you. You're disconnected from yourself. Then no wonder your son's acting out, because what you suppress within yourself gets expressed, especially in children.
Right.
So I said, you need to become your own guru. You need to learn to trust your intuition. And that's the big thing, is learning the voice, which is the right voice in your head. And your intuition is fast. It comes really fast when you ask the question.
And there's even a numerical sequence for intuition.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. And your intuition is connected through your heart. The heart maps people have done some wonderful work on this. Your body actually feels, your heart feels the information 10 seconds before it actually happens. Your heart is connected to your soul. So your intuition is the language of your soul. So we spend so much time out there trying to get the information, when the information is actually inside all the time.
Right. So there's so much that we need to learn about our consciousness and how universal it is. It has to do with knowing the future, knowing the past, even if it's only seconds ahead, it's
Of course.
anticipating the next step. And it's amazing how serendipitous life is. And how can life be serendipitous unless there was some arrangement being made to bring the serendipity in play,
Yeah.
and there has to be some awareness of how things are unfolding to do that.
And I guess things that unfortunately sometimes we're so polarized and caught in the drama of what's happening now that we put some of what we're feeling now actually into the future by, for instance, I'll give you an example. Currently on the planet, everybody is experiencing that there is no money. In the last 18 months, if you talk to people, they go, money's tight, money's hard. And one of the reasons that's just happening because there's a big shift in the context of the money global financial system. It's all changing behind the scenes. So when you say to somebody, how are things going financially, they'll say, oh my gosh, things have been so tight. Okay, hear the words that are coming out of their mouth. I say to them, okay, all right, look at the past. In the past, has everything been okay? Have you had a roof over your head? Have you had food on the table? Has everything been okay? And they go, yeah. So if it's been okay there, why wouldn't it be okay in your future? You just need to be aware of what you're using in your words, but also what you're putting into the future, because that's what you're doing. And I guess what, I'm getting back to your serendipity part is I think everybody in some way has felt like they've been drawn to the edge of the cliff and
Yes.
being asked to go, take a step off, it's okay. And all you have to do is be able to trust those serendipity moments that come into your life, that life's always working for you and not against you. So,
And to appreciate, trust the process, really, and to know that there's a greater universe that is figuring things out. I've been led many times by my, not by only by my intuition, it's more than that. I've actually had, where my intuition has clear words instructing me to go here, to do this, to do that. And often I've had arguments with it. I don't want to do that. You need to do that. And I have found out that if I don't listen, I can have trouble. So, and where I do listen, magic happens in ways that, so there is intelligence out there that's greater than we realize. And the idea is to open up our own consciousness in ways that these numbers can help us to be much more universally conscious and live in a higher awareness that is allows for much more confidence.
Absolutely. Our consciousness has two phases. It has a logical phase and an intuitive phase. So the soul sends information via the spirit. The spirit is actually the carrier of information, if you'd like to think of it like love in action. And it brings it into our consciousness, and things just come up like, oh, I should ring Peter or I should connect with that person. And then moments later, the phone rings. But sometimes, because we have been so conditioned to just listen to the left brain and sort it out, that even though we get the intuition, we act on the left brain, which is a very, very slow processor. It only works at 24 pictures or bits per second. Whereas your right brain works at 3,000 bits per second, your heart brain works at 6,000 bits per second. And we've been conditioned to believe the left brain is the guru and isn't. It's just the person that asks more questions and keeps you stuck. When you get that intuition and sense, you have to practice acting on it, even if you don't know what's going to happen, because that's what's going to help to develop your really good connection with your soul.
This has been so wonderful talking with you, and we have a few more minutes. Hopefully, we can do a future show too.
Yeah, I'd love to do that with you, David.
Because there's so much to this. There's of course more numbers, but there's also techniques. There's ways of using the numbers that makes them more powerful.
Oh,
And
absolutely.
right.
I've got a lovely number code for transferring of the light knowledge of Gauri Grabovoi's teachings for harmonious development for the planet, which is quite a long one, but I'd happy to share it with you.
Sure.
The number is 5196-7459-487-461, and then there is a space, and the last two numbers are 48. So it's 5196-7459-487-461-48.
I noticed he has a bunch of different numerical sequences that have spaces. How do you work with that? You know, do you say space each time, or do you visualize just an empty space in between?
Yes. So if I'm saying the number, then I just briefly stop and then continue. But if I'm seeing the number or seeing it written on a piece of paper, the space between the numbers is where the new information flows, where it allows the gap for new information to flow into it.
Oh, good. I like hearing that. That's so good.
Yeah. So that's a number that I have next to my desk. That's why I've just seen it all the time.
Right.
So I'm always looking at it.
And we want to know also more about the opportunity of placing numbers within forms that we create in the energy field in front of us.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's very powerful. I kind of invented my own not long ago, where I suggested to some people I was sharing some numbers with that they build a titanium cube of energy. And within that, they build a golden sphere. And then within that, they have these silver numbers.
Beautiful.
And then they watch, you kind of gaze at the silver numbers and telling your brain, absorb these numbers, get to know them, be friends with these numbers.
Yeah.
And then to shrink the whole thing down into a microchip and stick it into the back of your chakra.
That's a beautiful control.
Thank you.
And I think when you study Grabovoi's teachings, and he says this, after a while you will start to see your own controls.
You'll know it works for you. Marion Mace, we're really at the end of the show, and this has been a huge pleasure talking with you. You have a website. Can you give us that?
Yes, it's www.eequalsvs.com.au. So it's a formula. E equals VS.
eequalsvs.com.au.
Yes.
For Australia. That's great. So wonderful talking with you. And anything else? Any final, just 5 seconds to...
Oh, just really thanks very much, Peter, for having us on. And thanks, everyone, for listening, because obviously you're meant to hear this today. And,
right.
And your soul has you there for a reason.
That's great. Marion, thanks so much for being an energy steel. And this is Peter Roth, your host at prn.fm. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. I'd love to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.